Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Watt, George Pickens, Najee Harris playing against Anthony Richardson and the Colts. What he makes of Justin Fields, who Tomlin was talking about in that clip we just played. If the Steelers win to get to 4-0, this is the company Justin Fields will keep. He will join this fraternity of Steelers quarterbacks who have started a season 4-0. Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger. That's your list.
Rarefied air. Hasn't happened very often for this team.
Steelers did it in 78 and 79. They started 4-0.
I know how those seasons ended.
And the Steelers started 4-0 in 2020.
I also know how that season ended. With the wheels falling off. With that, if that team was a vehicle traveling down the road, all of the parts and wheels and doors and everything fell off of it.
Listener actually emailed me, which almost never happens.
Well, wait, the big upset here is that you saw it because you never check your email.
Well, you brought up something during the break that made me check emails about something that you wanted to maybe talk about.
Yeah, I've handled that. It's okay. it's a their end, not our end thing, and we're going to make sure it's all good.
Okay, so email came in and complimented us for the BMAC, the Brian McFadden conversation from earlier in the show. You can go back and listen to that. And we brought up in passing BMAC's success in Indy. He was a part of that team in 05 that went there and won that amazing playoff game that helped the Steelers win their fifth Super Bowl. And this person asked in an email, is that the Steelers' greatest road win of all time? Is that not counting Super Bowls and not counting games clearly won in Pittsburgh like the Immaculate Reception and AFC Championship games and whatnot, is that their best win ever outside of Pittsburgh?
Oh, boy.
So I don't think I've ever thought of that game in that context.
I haven't, because I just thought of it more as they beat the Colts, who looked like such a juggernaut that year. It's appropriate, by the way, that for our tailgate, we are drinking beers right now because, man, this is like a bar stool conversation if there ever was one. I've got an Oktoberfest.
Full pint beer that is nutty.
I have an Altered Genius Oktoberfest with a very cool logo
Thank
on it.
Thank you to Mike's Beer Bar for that.
Shout outs. I'm distracted for a second by apparently a video of Brandon Ayuk throwing a temper tantrum at Niners practice
today. Oh, my
today.
God. Please give me that.
I'm going to retweet it right now. It's he, and I think it's got to be Shanahan because the guy's walking around with a flat brim hat. He's kind of far away, but it's Shanahan, and it's Ayuk taking his gloves and shoes off on the field at practice. Anyway, so I only think of that Colts game as, holy crap, they beat the Colts who like smoked them earlier in the year, you know, embarrassed them. I never think about the fact that it happened in Indy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Indy just happens to be the place where it was. Like, I don't think of it as a road game.
But that adds to
And they piped in noise back then in the old RCA dome. They were known for trying to make it extra difficult.
That adds to the Cinderella story and upset quality of the game, is that it was there and not here.
I think people always like to say, I'd love to see a team like win a champ. Like the Penguins have never clinched a cup at home, which is always like a big thing that, you know, across the Lemieux and Crosby eras gets talked about. I do think beating teams in football in the playoffs on the road is sweeter. Because you are going in as a road team. You're an underdog, which they obviously were in that game. So here, just quick back of napkin thing here. I have three games for sure that just popped into my head. Are you ready for road wins?
Please.
The first one is the game that came after that, the Denver game.
Yep.
And here's what...
I like the Indy game better.
Well, I do like the Indy game better because they beat an all-time great quarterback, one of the 3 to 5 best ever to play.
And he wasn't good in playoff games to that point, but still it's Peyton Manning versus compared to Jake Plummer.
He did eventually get there by beating the Patriots in a very crazy comeback in that same building. What? Was it the next year he did it?
It was.
Yeah. 24-3 or whatever. Jake Plummer now is selling mushrooms and seems like an unbelievably cool dude to hang out with.
I did a little bit of that at the Super Bowl, but continue.
Shrooming or hanging out?
Hanging out with him.
Okay.
But not shrooming yet.
Not yet.
I don't think I could do it. I think I'd get too paranoid.
True. The reason I still put that game pretty far up there is because they did beat the Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, they were seen as, I still saw the Patriots as just this immovable object for
this
the Steelers.
Monolith in football.
They were. They were a monolith, exactly. For the Steelers, at least. And for the Broncos to take it to them, even though I felt like, okay, now we have a chance.
That was Brady's first playoff loss.
It still was the team that beat the guy that had never lost. So to go in there and have Ben play one of the 5 best games of his career easily, big deal, I think. So that's one. That's like a definite one. One that just has significance only because it felt like they never won there. And it wasn't Brady, so there's a humongous baseball-sized asterisk, is at least going in one time and throttling Belichick in his building when Castle was the quarterback. Like, that was always my exhibit A. When people would say, well, who made the Patriots great in that dynasty more, Belichick or Brady? I'd say, go see what the Steelers did to Belichick, who famously, you know, tortured them, and he always got Tomlin in his head. When they didn't have Tom Brady, the Steelers went in there and did this to them. They just smacked him around.
Did you see Castle's making news today? He's trending.
Why?
Because of a story that Bill O'Brien told on Julian Edelman's podcast.
No.
In the quarterback meetings, I guess Belichick would take his shoes off when he would meet with Brady and everybody.
Yeah.
And he didn't wear socks with sneakers. So he'd take his sneakers off. And Castle, I guess, as an undrafted guy or a 7th round pick, still didn't give a crap and completely called him out for having like the stinkiest feet he had ever smelled. And Belichick looked at him and said, hey, Castle, why don't you shut the F up? That just like ended.
I kind of respect Castle having the guts and probably the lack of like common sense to say it, but that's a gross habit by
Brady.
Belichick
never said it, even though he had all these rings. And here's a 7th round pick who was a backup in college to friggin' Matt Leinart ripping Belichick
a new one.
Feet. I love it.
All right, so that's two, and then the third one is a personal, sentimental favorite, Pony. And I think you will appreciate that I am picking this game one because I don't think you would have felt like I would have thought of it. And two, because it is one of those deals where it's like just something that happened in my life that made me like football. They go into Houston and beat the Oilers in the wild card game 26-23 in 89.
That's a good one.
And that is a game that Gary Anderson hits a 50-yarder in OT. It's a barn burner 4th quarter. The Oilers went into that game a 7-point favorite, even though they went in, I think, with the identical record. They were a pair of 9-7 teams. We know that Noel despised Jerry Glanville.
Yep.
Hated him. And I remember that game well because it was New Year's Eve. I was 4 years old. My parents were actually having like people over. I think it was like my dad's work friends.
Were there hors d'oeuvres served? Were there pigs in a blanket and whatnot, you think, at that?
I don't know. I remember, you know, it was fancy adults like drinking drinks and having food, and I'm 4 years old.
Do you think wine coolers
around.
Were around back
probably.
Then?
Probably. They're probably like Seagram's. Like, I bet you Zima was consumed.
Was there a fuzzy navel?
Oh, somebody was probably, my dad was probably drinking Planner's Punch or a whiskey sour. But that game was at 4 o'clock, so obviously it did not go until New Year's, but I think they were having people over earlier because obviously they had us kids,
sure.
Right? That is legitimately the very first memory I have of watching a Steelers game. I can't tell you anything that happened on a Steelers game before that in my lifetime. That is the first one I remember.
Wow.
And that, honestly, you go on the road as a 7-point dog in the playoffs and win, that is a hell of a game, I think, a road win in the franchise's history. Now, there are other ones I'm sure people can point out to me, but that one sticks out with the other two, and that's kind of my random one to throw into this discussion.
I have two more that I think you're forgetting.
Well, I wanted to go with three because I didn't want to take over the segment.
That are farther back.
Okay.
84 when they went to Denver and beat them in the playoffs.
Yep.
And Elway fumbled and Malone had 2 early fumbles and they come all the way back and they win. That's obviously a huge upset as a team that was 9-7 that year and not viewed as very good to get all the way to the AFC Championship, and they beat Elway before Elway became like John Elway, but still, a couple years later, he's in the Super Bowl.
And I think the other one is one Jeff is in South Park has stolen from you on Twitter, if I had to guess.
I think it's the 74 AFC Championship
where they just blasted the Raiders very convincingly. And as Jeff put it, right after the Sia Hands game.
I would actually say the 74 AFC Championship game win is their best road win of all time.
Well, when you consider the fact that the Raiders were like a true...
Well, they had split their two playoff games. They had won the Immaculate Reception, and they had lost the game the next year.
Well, I think the dynamic that's interesting is I never viewed the Steelers of Brady's era as on his level because he was just so dominant, but the Raiders were a true foil. They actually like could beat this team. You know what I mean? Like they were... It was a real like coin flip when they would play them.
Here is Atkins on the fan. Hello, Atkins.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Anytime.
I listen a whole lot.
Thank you.
I just want everybody, Steeler Nation, hear me out. Yes, Mike has dropped these games in the past, and that is the past. I think from him dropping all those games, all those years, he's learned. And now we have the defense that, you know, that's in place now. In my opinion, guys, we're going to smoke the Colts. Is going to be the first 30-point game of the season.
Wow.
We're going to beat the Cowboys, and we're going to beat the Raiders. I think we're going to be 6-0 before we have any kind of hiccups. So I just think everybody just needs to relax and just take on this bum team of the Colts. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Atkins, have you ever made a bet in your entire life, my friend? Have you ever made a wager?
Oh, man, I got FanDuel all over my
phone.
Okay,
great. Well, congratulations on all your success.
I was going to say, Atkins sounds like the kind of confident guy who's made a bet in the last three hours.
Why the frig is this only a two-point line, then? If it's that easy, if it's that black and white, if it's that simple, why is the line so small? It's scaring the crap out of me.
Because that's just Vegas. They like to do stuff like that to us.
What's,
and that's the bottom line.
Do what to us? Give us easy bets so we can make money. That's what they like to do. They like to give us little layups like this. Only 2 points.
Hell to the no. But however, it's just Vegas. They you know, Vegas does give you they do give you the gimme games here and there. And this is one. Steeler Nation, relax. We got the best damn defense in the entire league.
Well,
and
that defense going up against Steichen has given up 35 and 30 the last 2 years. I put it in my top five reasons why I'm worried about this game.
There are a lot of I still go back to if I were going to counter you here, and because I'm usually a negative, cynical person, I kind of want to agree with you. But the reason I would go back and say sometimes Vegas gets it wrong, and like a guy like Atkins could be right. This is a gimme line. The Colts are banged up, man. Like,
so why isn't that reflected in the line then? These are smart people.
I don't know. Well, because you know what they're probably taking into account? The Steelers are banged up. Funny enough, that's one of the reasons I actually think they will handle their business. You could argue, hey, Highsmith out, Warren out, Sayamalu out. Those are three of the Steelers' best what players? 10 or so? 10 or 11 best players on the team? You love Warren, so I don't think that should be crazy.
No, it's not. I was just thinking about trying to make
Sayamalu's
a list in my
their
head.
Best lineman still when he's healthy. And then Highsmith's one of their five best defensive players.
But I like
players.
The young guys backing those dudes up.
I understand that.
I like McCormick and I like Herbig. You're saying the odds makers would.
The odds makers would not necessarily just say, oh, Mason McCormick, we've been watching you, right? So,
I hear you on that.
And here is why, believe it or not, I actually think that works in favor of what I'm saying, which is maybe a sneaky, comfy win. The Steelers will not be looking past this. I don't think they're going to look at the old injury sheet and say, wow, some of those really good Colts players are out.
So you don't think
they're
loving the smell of their own farts right now after partly because their win Sunday?
Partly because their guys are out too. I think that lessens the chances that you are looking past an overmatched opponent who's playing a lot of backups.
412-928-9370. Let's get you on it. What is your feeling? What's the vibe for Steelers-Colts? Good feeling, bad feeling? We've had text, Tomlin game, Tomlin special, letdown game, extraordinaire here. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Get your thoughts. We also had someone earlier say, best road cities, worst road cities for Steelers fans, because I will be at this game on Sunday. I've been to Indy several times, but I've never been to a game there, so I'm curious about that. 412-928-9370. Mulsey also made waves for saying earlier in the show that Cowboys fans would take over Acrisure Stadium the way that they did last night in New York against the Giants, where fans were cheering when the Cowboys intercepted the ball at the very end of the game. You could hear it everywhere. It was raucous. Do you think that will happen here in 9 days? 412-928-9370. And speaking of the Cowboys, breaking news on them that should make you feel better about that game next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Next week, but first a Seth Lundy headline.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.